to Simin Shin Yud Zayin Sif Dalet. Of course, we learned that the halachas of Kesher Shel Kayama, those Ksharim that are Isurei D'Oraisa, others that are Isurei D'Rabbanan, and those that are Mutter Legamri. So Mechaber says, Koshrin Dli B'Meshicha O Bavnet. You could tie a bucket. Remember, a bucket was lowered from a well. When you would tie it to the well, so then generally you would tie it there for an extended period of time. So that should be a problem of a Kesher Shel Kayama. However, you're allowed to tie it with a thinner string called Meshicha, or an Avnet, or a belt, but not with a rope. So the Mishnah Berurah explains over here that the issue over here is, in Sivkan and Chavzayim, to Chashiv, Ve'ena Mevatlo Sham, Ve'kesher Shein Shel Kayama. Those things are Chashiv by itself, and therefore not Batl, and therefore it's not Kesher Shel Kayama. That's something that's chashav, and therefore it's going to be aser. And this only applies to those buckets that are attached to the pit or the well. So already in the time of the Mechaber, they would remove the bucket more often, and therefore it's not considered kesher shel kayama. Okay, so that's a relatively straightforward halacha. Here we have a very important halacha and a very famous halacha. The Mechaber says, Aniva mutter, sifhei, a bow is going to be mutter, delav kesherhu, because that is not considered a kesher. What exactly is a bow? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'kasvu achronim, ha-dinog in heter, b'kesher echa lamata, hainu k'dafka, kisha osui lahatir, bo bayom. That's only if it's generally undone that day, mishum dalidei aniva agavi kesher, adayin einu nikra maisi uman. So to be considered a maisi uman needs to be two knots. If it's a bow on top of a knot, then it's going to be Aser Minat Torah. If it's L'Kayama, and it's an Aniva, so then continues the Mishmurav L'Mil L'Kayama, L'Ezes Magigol Lulav, Aser Lassos Kesh L'Mata, El Aniva Bilvad. So the halacha is that an Aniva is going to be Mutter with a Kesh L'Mata if you're going to undo it that day. If you're not going to do it that day, in such a case, it's going to be problematic. Hence, the Ramah comments, "Vafilum asa kesher echad lemata noagim bo heter." So, to crunch, we have three different categories: the iser daraisa, which is a maisa uman, would be a double knot, or the knots that are outlined earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, a sailor's knot, etc., etc. And then the iser derabbanan is aniva, even with a kesher tachton, but it'll still be aser midrabanan if you leave it for more than a day. At least that's how the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh. However, in the Ber Alach di Ramaskul She'enim Kvuim, he points out that we already alluded to in our shir on the beginning of Shin Yud Zayin. We only had one other shir that we were able to meet. In the beginning of Shin Yud Zayin, we saw that that wasn't pashut about what the shir, what is the extended period of time that defines it as kayama. So again, we're talking now in the category of the Isser D'Rabbanan. Is it going to be Asser M'D'Rabbanan if you have an Aniva Al-Gabe Kesher, which is going to last more than a day? So says the Ber Halacha, Ayim Agavram Shiti Kubishem Tesis, She'eino Asu L'Aslamo Sham Zma Meruba. That the definition is going to be that it doesn't last an extended period of time. V'hinei Masha Fizet, L'das HaKol Bo Shuhuva L'il Bago, D'yosim Yomechon Mikri Shel Kiyama K'zas, V'asla Chathila, Gam Bazeh Asur. So this line of Tosos points out the Ber Halacha, contradicts what the Ramah was choshesh for at the end of Sif Aleph. Umikol makom lemaisa ein lahachmir bazeh, but lemaisa Ber Halacha says you don't have to be mad. machmir, because this lashon of zman meruba is a lashon of the Rashba, the Ram, the Ritva, the Rav Magid. Umizeh sad gadol lahakol b'makom tzarech dafil yosem yomechal lo mikrisho kayama klal adayin. So here you have that for sure, lechatchila, when it comes to a bow on top of a knot, one should not do it for more than a day. We'll talk in a moment how we could tie our shoes. However, that b'shas hadchak, rov rishonim hold that even for in Tosas's lashon, if it's not omed lizman meruba, we saw the Ramah in Sif Aleph said 7 days. So then, in such a case, there's room to make. So Be'er Halacha a couple of times repeats this that even though we're choshesh lechatchila for a day, there are going to be studim to be mekel. Now this comes up in the Deer Shoe in number 36, where they discuss once upon a time, this here's a shaila that once upon a time existed, which no longer exists. I remember this as a child, and it no longer exists anymore. When was the last time you saw a gartel on a Sefer Torah that you tie a knot and a bow? It was very embarrassing when you were a kid and they give you glue and you still haven't learned to tie your shoes, right? So in such a case, once upon a time, when I was little, the most of the Sifrei Torah, you're younger than me, so I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember Sifrei Torah so the Sifrei Torah used to have, also those are the big Sifrei Torah, right, with the old worn out mantles. So nowadays everybody now has clasps, or now they even have plastic clasps. They barely knew how to make plastic. Forget about how to put it on. So in such a case, is that mutter? So that was a big, big, big discussion in the poskim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have the whole list of poskim or mekel or machmir, how whether you could do such a thing. So Rav Shlomo Zalman had a great suggestion. Rav Shlomo Zalman's suggestion was that b'makom mitzvah, a great maramakom is that he said b'makom mitzvah, you already have the Be'er Halacha, and that's how that was one of the ways that Rav Shlomo Zalman was matstick the minik.
We talked about this not long ago with the garbage bag.
Correct. That comes up in regards to the garbage bag as well. Nachon, that would be a similar issue when it comes to the garbage
bag. That's not nothing that's said,
no, it would be a problem to tie, to do a knot and then a bow. Like a bow, you're taking out the garbage bag.
Right.
You can't tie it at all.
Mm-hmm. You do one knot, though.
You do one knot on the garbage.
One knot would be permissible, but the question is, one knot, if there it's mamish l'kayama, is there anybody that would aser if you do a single knot, and then make it l'kayama? So that's a fascinating question. Okay, let's go sivav. Chok koshrim chevel b'fnei ha'para b'shvil shelo teitzei. One is allowed to tie a rope in front of a cow in order that it shouldn't go out. V'afilu b'shnei rashi ha'pesach, and you could even tie into both sides. V'lo chashin shema yati rosh echa v'yotzen darsham v'inech rosh hasheni kosher. So here you're tying a knot, which is clearly going to be aser, but never to objectively to tie a knot. But you're tying it. Just imagine over here. You have the corral, and here are these two arms over here. You tie our two ends of the two poles and by the wall, and you tie them to block the cow from being able to get out. Now, to open it up, you only have to open up one of them. So maybe you should say that it should be aser because the other one's going to be a kesher shel kayama. So nevertheless, the halacha is lo chayshinan. We're not choshesh, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? The mistama yater shnehem. Minastam is going to open both of them up. Even if you've tied something down twice, the same is going to apply. That we assume that mistama he's going to open it up. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita had a slightly mechudish way of reading this halacha. He said, because you could open up either of them, so then neither is going to be kesher shel kayama. because he's going to likely to open up either of them, that's not going to be a kashul klamah. Finally, Siv Zayin, Metalton Chevel Shagardi, you're allowed to take a weaver's rope, the kashra be'evus ubapara, to tie by the bag that an animal eats from, or on the cow. And you don't have to be concerned that he's not going to take it off. So here the Mishnah Berurah explains that when it comes to a chevel da alma, so then he likes that knot, he likes it to be it around the animal, he might leave it. But when it comes to the other string, which is not the general string, he's for sure going to remove it. If he's moving it back and forth, then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Lamedal Muta b'chol chevel the stama osa kasher shay kvar manichol yos kasher umatir rosh hasheni. He's going to open up one side and then another time open up another side, and therefore it's going to be permissible. In other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is describing is that in the second case he's tying both sides of the string, and if he's tying both sides of the string, one to the animal and the other to the avus, so then he's going to be taking, he's likely to take apart one of them and either one of them, and therefore neither is l'kayama. The Mishnah Berurah continues two lines into Lamed Daled. Kol kesher shel pa'amim nimlach umevato sham la'olam afal pi shetchilas asiyas lo hayis al menach laniach sham asa midrabanan. He says, any kesher that there are times that you forget and you're likely to leave it there, so then, even if your intention was to undo it, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's going to be asur midrabana, because you might forget. Hilkach asur liksha ritzuas hamichnasayim. Therefore, it's prohibited to tie the strings of the pants. I guess what he's referring to is something along the lines of what are they called?
Suspenders.
Something along those lines, or
a
drawstring. Okay, ritzuas hamichnasayim. Okay, a drawstring in the pants. So either way, the halacha would be that even if his intention is to undo it, nevertheless, he would be over an issur d'rabbanan if he doesn't undo it, and therefore. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's aser. So one should only make a tie in such a case if he knows he's likely to undo it. Which brings me back to what I said we were going to discuss, and that is the shoes. When it comes to shoes, the shoestring is something that he's likely to undo within 24 hours. Most people undo their shoes, and therefore the halacha would be that it would be mutter to make a knot, but of course not a real kesher shel kayama, but just not a double knot, but just to make a knot, a bow with a knot. However, if you have those type of shoes, there are some type of moccasins that are like this, that you could tighten it and you could loosen it, but you're not likely to, or you often forget and leave it that way for a while, so then in such a case you shouldn't tie it, because then it would become like this draw, what you're describing, this drawstring in the pants, so then in such a case we have to be choshesh that you're going to leave it. But generally shoes where people take them on and off, in such a case, untie it within 24 hours, so in such a case it would be accepted. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this is the mutter b'chol chevel. This is all talking about a single knot, right?
Correct.
We're not talking about any double knots here.